Huge story in college football right now. Matthew Sluka, the starting quarterback for UNLV, an unbeaten team, getting votes in the AP poll. Who knows? Maybe a potential playoff team. We don't know. Ups and quits the team right now in late September. And the reporting is saying that he may be getting a bigger NIL deal from a different school to transfer. So needless to say, he is facing a ton of criticism. Maybe not undeserved, but I agree with Matt Brown, college football writer, who tweets out, "I think my only actual take on the UNLV / NIL situation is that we can't complain that college football has become too explicitly transactional with athletes when ADs, conference commissioners, coaches, and other adults have so aptly demonstrated that it already is." I agree 1,000% with that and said it and have said it many times. The coaches started it. It being quitting on your team for more money at the drop of a hat, no matter what you're preaching to your players and their families. You start to pray at the altar of financial gain as an industry, as conferences, as individual schools. And the only place where you get mad is when it cuts off, doesn't cut off at the players. That the last logical place this would land was with the players themselves, who of course we care about more than anybody else because they're the product. They're what makes your teams good and bad. Of course you care most about them. It's sort of the same dynamic I see with fans and owners versus players. And how often, but probably less so now, but how often they still side with owners. Nobody cares about the owners. When it's a holdout, that guy, that player right there, better play because that makes my team better. It's always against the players and for the owners. And in this case, yeah, this player is going to get shredded. Lots of them are. And everybody's outraged about NIL. Start first with the school presidents, the ADs, the conference commissioners who have blown up college sports at the altar of the almighty dollar. Well, we had rivalries with this school for a million years. Who gives a crap? Let's go where the money is. Look at the landscape right now. It's ridiculous. Stanford is in the ACC. SMU is in the ACC. Cal is there. It's laughable. UCLA is in the Big Ten. Just the stupidity and selfishness and greed that has, if you think college sports is ruined, that's where it began. And the last frontier was always going to be the players themselves. And now you see a guy for a pretty good team just up and quit on that team in the middle of a season for more money. Well, that's pro sports for you. And that's what it is, pro sports. And anybody around the country who isn't rooting for a blue blood program and gets a really good player, especially at that position, has to worry. How long is he going to be here? And that naturally leads to an Eli Holstein discussion. Are people already offering him more money? It leads to paranoia. Is he going to be here past 1 year? He would never do something like this, would he? I don't know. It doesn't even really speak to him. I love this kid so far. He's got an unbelievable attitude. And he's a really good player. But if I were a Pitt fan, you're telling me the thought hasn't crossed your mind? That teams with a lot more wherewithal, a lot more money, wouldn't come along and try to steal him and poach him? How could you not worry about that? What if this takes off even more from here? He's already being mentioned on some Heisman watch lists. 412-928-9370. To me, this is just the landscape, man. It is. This is what we've created, what they've created in college sports. And if you can't deal with it as a program, whether it's basketball or football, whether you're a coach, an AD, a school itself, then get out of the business. This is it. Now, they can create some rules they already have. Like, you're not, if you're an athlete, lots of schools say you can't advertise for products like alcohol. You can't do commercials for that. So there's already some rules. So couldn't they install others? And what would that look like? Can you prevent a kid like this UNLV kid from going to greener pastures, from wanting to preserve himself for more money in a different place? I will say this, though. This is a landmark change here for college sports, that somebody's done this, not before a bowl game, but before the conference season.
We have conflicting reports here, Joe, because ESPN's Adam Rittenberg just said this about an hour ago. Bob Sluka, who's the father of the UNLV quarterback, Matthew Sluka, told ESPN his son's agent agreed to an NIL deal with the school in February, but that they never received payments despite requests and never asked for any adjustments to the original deal.
Okay.
And they said, in a quote, "We have no idea what the hell happened," was their quote.
And that's conflicting with what?
That's conflicting what we heard from 24/7 Sports, that Sluka overperformed his deal and asked for more money.
Oh, well, either way, it's about NIL.
Always.
And the reporting out of Vegas that we saw was that another school has jumped in here. Is that correct?
That I have not seen, but we'll continue to dive into the vast research bureau.
However it comes out, it's NIL money related, and it's a quarterback simply leaving a team in September, and a pretty good team. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We want you back with us to check, to talk more, I should say, Pittsburgh sports. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. So what do you make of the college sports landscape? And if you're a Pitt fan, does Eli Holstein, the rise of Eli Holstein, actually worry you in the end that this could be a very quick tenure? 412-928-9370. As I mentioned, Austin, and I'm going by your real name for a while today, this is the landscape, whether it's transfers, whether it's NIL-related stuff. You better be ready to deal with it. You better be quick on your feet. And if you can't deal with it, then get out of the game. That's the way I feel right now.
Here's a texter's opinion. Very soon, Joe, you're going to see most sports start dropping Olympic and secondary sports before the windfall of money most schools were making to pay the programs because of NIL. Soon there won't be any college sports other than football and basketball.
Well, I think you will see teams drop sports. I will, but I still have a hard time believing as they go for greener and greener pastures that it'll be legitimate. Maybe they need to institute a salary cap. Maybe that would be the
way basically
to go. Could they do that?
It's basically become the fifth pro league, college football.
I mean, yeah, it always has been, at least in terms of the deals they were signing with television and things like that.
But now they're saying
multi-billion dollar deals. And it always has been with players. Players have always been paid. And they were always going to get paid more and want more. I always go back to John Wooden's UCLA dynasties. On the record, you had people saying that that program players got paid. Not much by today's standards, but inflation, right? It was always going to be this way. And players have always been paid. 412-928-9370. We'll expand on that topic. We open with the rowdy topic and a whole bunch of Steelers. Let's get back to a little Steelers here.